Taxes in Seattle are exceptionally hard on the poor and uniquely light on the rich. A new study singles out the city known for its progressive politics. But according to the report, Seattle's taxes are the most regressive in the country. KUOW's John Ryan has the story.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the unfairest of them all? Seattle, when it comes to taxes. That's the conclusion of a new report that looks at taxes around Washington State and how unfair or regressive they are.
All right, regressive means that people with lower incomes are paying higher tax rates than people with high incomes.
Matthew Carache wrote the report for the Economic Opportunity Institute.
When you look at Washington State, it's the most regressive out of all the states. And when you look at Seattle, it's the most regressive out of all the largest cities in every state.
Seattle was the unfairest out of 15 cities in Washington, with Spokane the fairest of them all. A Seattle family making $25,000 a year faces a tax rate four times higher than a family making $250,000 a year. Carache's Institute, along with the Seattle City Council, wants those richer households to pay a city income tax. The Institute is helping Seattle lawyers defend the tax from a lawsuit that says it's unconstitutional. Analysts at the Tax Foundation in Washington, D.C. criticize the new report for not looking at federal taxes, which are heavily progressive. The more you earn, the greater the percentage you pay to the IRS. In Seattle, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.